Good morning, friends.
It's really good to be with you. We start a series here at Mosaic for 3 weeks, Things That Last Forever. And you will know that when Paul writes his letter to the Corinthians, he says there are three things that will be eternal, and they are faith, hope, and love. And so we invite you to a journey with us these next 3 weeks as we explore these three things that last forever. Today our theme is finding a living faith. Next week I'll continue the series as we look at the theme of hope, and then Johan will bring it together on the third Sunday as we look at the theme of love. Faith, hope, and love. And I have a very short reading. I'm going to use a lot of scriptures. You may like just to pull out of the leaflet out of your bulletin. You may want to make a note of some of the scriptures that I'll be referring you to and giving to you. There's only one that I've put down there, but there will be a number that I will use. Some of them will come up on the screen. Some of them I will just give to you. But I thought that we could read this one verse together. It comes from Romans chapter 10. It's one of my favorite verses. And it's verse 17. Let's read it together, friends. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. I read that alone. I would love to read it with you. Let's read it together, and I invite you to read it aloud as well. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. I don't know if you heard the delightful story of those three guys from Mosaic who went overseas to New York on a holiday. And on the last night of their holiday, they decided to paint the town red, like only Mosaic people can do. So they went out on the town. They had far too much to drink, which was not good. When they got back to their hotel, there had been an electricity cut, and the whole hotel had been plunged into darkness. To make matters worse, their rooms were on the 60th floor, and the elevators were not working. So the three of them got together, and they just worked out a strategy to help them climb the stairs for the next few hours. The one was going to tell some funny stories for the first 20 floors. The next one was going to tell ghost stories. And then the last guy, for the last 20 flights, would tell sad stories. So they started climbing. And they listened to some funny stories, and they listened to some ghost stories. And then for the last 20 floors, when the guy is supposed to tell them some sad stories, the guy is quiet, not a sound. But they climb up, and eventually they've been climbing for about 4.5 hours. The sun is coming up, and eventually they arrive on the 60th floor. But the two guys are really intrigued that the guy who's supposed to tell them sad stories hasn't said a word. So they say, "Hey man, why were you so quiet?" He said, "Man, I don't know how to say this, but I forgot to pick up the key for our rooms at the reception desk." I like that story. And over the years, it's become a little bit of a parable for me. Would you not agree, friends, that it's possible for us, does this make sense? It's possible for us to get to the 60th floor and suddenly to realize that we haven't got the key. So all I want to ask you this morning, all I'm going to ask you, is whether you've got the key. That's all. And some of you may say to me, Trevor, but what do you mean by key? What is the key? And I want to say very simply that the key is a living faith. A living faith. A living faith. Have you got the key? You know, throughout the New Testament, the disciples were always looking for this key. There is a little moment, I think it's in Luke, make a note of this, read it when you go home. Luke chapter 17, there is a story where Jesus tells them something about forgiveness, and the disciples are rocked back on their heels. And as they are rocked back on their heels, they say to Jesus, Jesus, will you increase our faith? Will you give us the key? And I think whenever our lives get rocked back on their heels, the cry from our heart is for more faith, for a living faith. And I don't know what you've come through this week. Maybe some of you have come through chaos in relationships, crises at work. News that has rocked your lives back onto your heels. And it's when our lives are rocked back on their heels that we cry out to God, God, will you give us a living faith? A living faith. So let me ask you one more time. Have you got the key? Have you got this key? Do you live with a living faith? I want to organize my message around three basic questions. I hope it's going to be helpful. I'm going to be very simple today. The young folk are with us. I want them to understand the message. And the three questions are this. What do we mean when we speak about a living faith? What do we mean? So often we use words in the church and we don't know what they mean. What do we mean when we speak of faith? And then I want to ask another question. How do we receive this faith? How do we get it? And then lastly, I want to end off with a very practical question. How do we grow this faith? How do we grow it? So what do we mean by faith? I want to speak very carefully. I need to also be honest and say to you this morning that faith has come very slowly to me. Very slowly. Faith has come gradually to me. Gradually. Often my prayer to God has been the prayer of the disciples. Lord, I believe. Will you help me in my unbelief? But the one thing I've discovered is that we don't need too much faith for God to work. We worship a big God, and even when we've got small faith, God gets to work. God gets to work. So what do we mean by faith? I don't mean that general kind of faith that we use every day. We use faith every day. You came into this auditorium in the faith that we would be here. You are going to leave this auditorium in the faith that your car is still in the car park. We use faith generally. Life doesn't operate without faith. But I'm not speaking about that at the moment. Nor am I speaking just about an intellectual belief about God. Huh? The devil also believes about God. I'm not speaking about that today. Nor am I speaking about faith as a leap into the dark. Sometimes people say, faith is just, it's just like a leap into the, I'm not speaking about a leap into, you can't base your life on a leap into the dark. What do I mean by faith? Let me describe faith to you in a simple little sentence. Faith is an inner personal knowledge. It's an inner personal knowledge. Can I say that once more? Faith is an inner personal knowledge. Sometimes we separate faith and knowledge. That is tragic. Tragic. The biblical writers always kept faith and knowledge together. Look at this sentence. Paul writes to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. He writes these words. He says, I'm not ashamed because I know, knowledge, I know who